Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Jordan's King Abdullah warns Israel about disastrous repercussions if it crosses a red line on Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The monarch of Jordan, King Abdullah, has urged the international community to act firmly against any Israeli action aimed at changing the identity of what the king called the Holy City, as he referred to the city of Jerusalem, which he said is holy to both Muslims, Jews, and Christians. Abdullah said that Jerusalem is a red line, and any manipulation of this city would have disastrous repercussions on the security and stability of the Middle East region, since the status of Jerusalem is one of the most sensitive issues in the decades-old Middle East conflict. The Jordanian king stated that Israel captured Jerusalem in the Six-Day War of 1967 and reunited the city, and now considers the entire city to be its eternal, indivisible capital. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jordan's King Abdullah, in a recent warning to Israel, said that if the Jews crossed a red line on Jerusalem, it could cause disastrous repercussions, which is actually a page out of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For 19 years, from 1948 to 1967, the Jordanians controlled the Old City of Jerusalem, which is the location of the Temple Mount, a very controversial piece of real estate. With the reunification of the city of Jerusalem in the 1967 Six-Day War, the Jews took control of the Old City and thus the Temple Mount. King Abdullah's warning to the Jews about changing the status quo of Judaism's most sacred site sets the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Zechariah wrote 2,500 years ago that Jerusalem would be the center of controversy and a heavy burden to those associated with it. That's Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. The ancient Jewish prophet had much to say about Jerusalem for the last days, including the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to build his temple on the Temple Mount, the location where he would rule and reign over a worldwide kingdom. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. The warnings from King Abdullah about Jerusalem are indeed a page out of Bible prophecy for the end times, prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...